Blog Talk Radio.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Thing sucks! Oh my god, 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 oh my god! That was amazing. The Saints, I'm drunk and I can't stop laughing. The Saints, they won 35-34 over San Diego. And, and it's amazing. I don't even know, where to begin with this disaster of a game. The Saints, Philip Rivers had a perfect quarterback rating in the first half. The Saints were down 10. They looked dead with 6 minutes to go. And they were down 34-21. They punted the ball with 6 minutes and 50 seconds to go. And I was like, why are you punting? You need to score. I was like, why are you giving up? And San Diego proceeded to go fumble, fumble, interception on their last three drives. And it's not the Saints' best win or most important win, but I'll be goddamned if it wasn't the most batshit, crazy, unbelievable, magical win I ever did see in my 40 years on this earth. I don't even know. You can call in if you want, if anyone's listening, at 646-595-4450. We might have Brian call in. We might have Kevin. We might have no one. But I just wanted to get on the air and enjoy the victory as the Saints move to 1-3. You know, I'm trying to remember like a crazier Saints win in history, and I'll be damned if I can come up with one. You know, the Tampa Bay game from 2013 was kind of crazy. But, you know, the win probability on that has got to be just insane. It's got to be like it's got to be like 0%. I mean, the Chargers basically win the game if they don't go turnover. I mean, the Saints, I don't know if they're going to win three more games all year. I mean, this defense is so bad. And it's, I mean, oh, my God. We identify you callers by the last four digits of your phone number, 0274. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Brian from Saints Nation.
Brian, my man. I wasn't going to do a post-game show today, because I was like, well, it's 3 o'clock game. I can just bang out my column and get it done. But I was drunk, and I was like, you know, the Saints are 0-4. They're punting from midfield, down 34-21. They're basically raising the white flag. But oh, no. San Diego did something that – it was magical, Brian. It was fumble, fumble, interception. I'm trying to think, and I think we got Kevin on the line with us too. I don't know when I've seen a more batshit crazy Saints win.
You know, are you asking me? A hell of a lot better than me.
I don't know, Kevin. You've been on the Saints fan as long as me. This is the batshittiest.
No. You've been a fan longer than me. I think you paid deeper attention. You paid far more attention than me, man.
I mean.
But dude, I'm worn out. I am worn the fuck out. I'm worn. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. This team looked like trash. It looked like
trash
in the first half. It looked like trash for half the third quarter. It looked like trash for a lot of the fourth quarter.
They looked like trash driving in to make it 28-34, Kevin. I don't think Michael Thomas caught the ball. I don't think he caught the ball. I think he juggled it.
Oh, he caught it, but his shoulder landed out of bounds.
And that makes it better. Oh, my. I'm dead.
You guys know this means that Philip Rivers is going to have to buy an entire closet of bolo ties and go have six more kids, right, just to cope with this.
I tweeted, we need a Philip Rivers. We need a San Diego choke job or a Philip Rivers sad, angry face, not thinking that it would come true. And the thing was, my mom texted me when it was 35-34, and she's like, how are the Saints going to blow this? I'm like, that's the wrong question, Mom. How is San Diego going to blow this? I mean, I felt completely and utterly confident that they were winning the game when it got to 35-34. I don't know about you guys. I mean, do we even have to talk about any of the bad stuff in this game? Because there was a lot of it.
Oh, Jesus. They're abandoning the run. They're abandoning the run, like, in the first half for reasons unknown. They're
running Hightower in the biggest drive of the game. They're running Hightower in the eye. I can't stop laughing. And who had the interception? Was that B.W. Webb?
That was B.W.
Yeah.
Webb, yeah. He got burned all game long, and then he gets that.
I know he kneeled it because that's the right move to make, but he should have taken that shit to the
No, brother. Kneel. Correct decision.
Kneel, because you know he would have fumbled it.
Yeah, take your winnings and go home. Oh, my God. I mean, I don't even, like, and here's the thing, man. The three turnovers aside, like, the defense, Kevin, was actually not bad in the second half. Like, it wasn't. Like, they were abominable in the first half. I mean, they gave up, you know. But in the second half, they weren't bad, I have to say.
That's you.
they weren't the worst defense in the history of mankind bad.
Well, there you go. Well, yeah, well, let's qualify it then. They weren't the worst defense in the history of the league.
Do we mean bad by, like, NFL caliber teams bad, or do we mean bad by, like, Saints of the last 4 years bad?
No, I mean,
the last,
like,
4 years,
like,
bad, they were okay. Like, teams that should be on an NFL field.
No, I mean guy hanging off a cliff. I mean a guy hanging off a cliff with one arm and just trying not to fall 7,000 feet to his death, and they just hung the fuck on the whole second half and didn't plummet to their death. Like, that's what I mean by good.
One thing we have to give the Saints team credit, at least for these first 4 weeks. This defense has been awful, and the injuries have just – it absolutely obliterated any chance they had of not being awful. But these guys fight their fucking asses off. Like, they're trying as hard as they possibly can. And that's harder than you think it is when you're losing so badly. So, like, at least credit to them. Like, this is a young team, and they're busting their asses to get better.
Yeah, and I mean, I will give the Saints credit. San Diego said, we're up 34-21, and we want to see if it's possible to blow this game. And they gave the Saints every opportunity to win the game, and the Saints said, thank you very much. Did it even conceivably cross either of yours mind when
mind,
the Saints got the fumble,
and
it was 30-21 that they were going to come back and win. It didn't even cross my mind.
No.
No, didn't think about it. I just thought, man, that's dumb for the Chargers. And then when John Kuhn got the touchdown, I was just like, okay, well, now it's interesting. Making me hang around more.
By the way, Kevin, Sean Payton, that's next level fantasy trolling. Getting John Kuhn 3 touchdown.
The only way it could have been better was if they'd have gotten I can't remember the guy's name. The running back, Lasko.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Lasko would have got one.
If Lasko would have got one. That would have been old school Denver Broncos Mike Shanahan. Trolling right there.
If Lasko would have got the touchdown, that would have been like Ditka in the Super Bowl level troll, like giving it to the refrigerator instead of Peyton.
Yeah. I'm speechless. I can't remember, Kevin, not only can I can't, like, I don't even have a frame of reference for a Saints game like this where you were like, it's done, they've lost, they still have half a quarter to go, but it's over with. And you're just watching it because there's nothing else to do on a Sunday afternoon, and they won. The Tampa game in 2013, where, like, Tampa under Greg Schiano, it was close, and the Saints were kind of dicking around, and Tampa, like, fucked up the clock at the end, and the Saints drove down, and Hartley kicked the field goal, and they escaped with a win. But that game, they weren't down two scores and didn't have the ball with 6 minutes to go. I mean, I don't even have a frame of reference for this miracle.
Well, I just retweeted a note so Philip Rivers thing, so
it's showing up on everybody's Twitter timelines.
Is this the most fun we've had for the Saints in 3 years? I definitely think it was.
Jesus Christ. Like, I mean, come on. Well, hang on a second. Hang on. Let's pump the brakes.
I mean,
here.
For three.
Most fun? This team, like this was George Foreman getting pummeled by Michael Moore and Moore not being able to put him away and Moore just essentially just giving it up and then Foreman just saying, fuck it, and knocking him out.
Yeah, but that was a great 10 minutes there. I mean,
out of a three, like 3 hours and 20 minutes. Listen, if I told you, Ralph, man, you got to go watch this. You got to go watch this epic 3 hour 20 minute movie. Oh wow, it's really good. I mean, not really, but I mean the last 10 minutes. Holy shit! You'd tell me to go fuck myself.
I'm not spending any
money on that.
This is basically
the
Batman versus Superman
committed.
Of football games.
Yeah, but we're already committed to the Saints.
Roughly.
Saints are different than a movie. I mean, you know
the
what?
Better
though?
Scripted
if you
than
told,
that movie.
If you told me the Saints, if you told me you had to spend 3.5 hours on a shit show, but the Saints are going to pull out the most unbelievably batshit insane win that they've ever had, I'd have stayed and watched. You're damn right I'd have watched it. You know, I'm gonna tape that 30 minute DirecTV version that's gonna play later tonight, and I'm gonna mark that delete keep until I delete. You know,
yeah, so, that was. It's even more delicious for me because I have an uncle who's a lifelong Chargers fan who was at the game. And I can't, in good conscience, share the text messages I got after that interception by Rivers. But let's just say he's not happy.
The Chargers gacked up a 3-touchdown lead to Kansas City. And you would think as a fan, you're like, well, they did that. They'll never have a worse loss than that all year. We get that out of the way. But they managed to do it, and they were beating the Colts last week with 2 minutes to go. I mean, but I don't give a shit because the Saints needed to win because, Kevin, I don't know how many more wins the Saints are going to have.
I didn't think they would win this one.
This might be the peak of 2016.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, I listen. if they beat the Falcons in the season finale, that could be the peak. If that win keeps the Falcons out of the playoffs, that will most assuredly be the peak.
Yes. And on a side note, in the Saints Happy Hour Podcast League, Julio Jones triggered the 45-point bonus for having over 275 yards receiving in a football game.
Yeah, thanks, Ralph. Thanks for setting that. Way to organize a fantasy football league.
And it's even better than it happened against Carolina.
What kind of game? What kind of game are you running here? This is a shell game.
That happened to you, Kevin? You got that bomb dropped on you?
Yeah.
Julio Jones had like...
I'm like, wait a minute. I'm looking at the scoreboard. I'm like, man, Julio Jones is really racking up the yards. I'm not even paying attention. I'm just looking at his points. I'm like, shit, they must be throwing it to him and only him and all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden, I see Julio Jones with like 70-something points. I'm like, Jesus Christ. What the hell happened to me? How many touchdowns did he suddenly catch?
He had 300 yards and a touchdown. But anyway,
terrible.
I mean...
I got a quick question for both of you guys.
Yes?
Do you guys think this could actually be... obviously, it's the second. But you think, in a way, this is the second most meaningful game for Drew as a win? I kind of think it might
be. I don't know. I mean, he was kind of terrible today.
No, I don't mean he played well. But I mean, like, what it means to him personally, especially to, like, just take the knife and twist it in San Diego after they basically threw him on the trash heap.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, put it this way, that's going to be a phenomenal flight home for Breeze.
He better buy Nick Fairley, like, all the fucking beignets when they get back. All of them.
I mean... Does this,
which, by the way,
mean,
Nick Fairley, Ralph, I told you so.
Yeah, you did. And Nick Fairley's been great. Robertson's been good. Stuper was even good today. I mean, it's just their whole offseason plan went to shit because they have no corners. Is this – I hate the word momentum because I think momentum is kind of a made-up thing. But can this – Kevin, will this mean anything in 2 weeks or 3 weeks? Or is this just going to be forgotten?
Well, I mean, they got the bye next week, so it ain't going to be forgotten. So it'll be at least 2 weeks. Who do they have in week six?
They play Carolina. So,
oh, man.
By the way, Carolina looks fucking terrible. Defense got...
Cam Newton,
surprising.
Best quarterback in the league, guys.
Surprising.
Cam,
stunned by that.
Their defense looked Saints-like today. I mean, they got tore up. Matt Ryan threw for 500. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he threw for half a grand, and Atlanta still kind of, sort of, barely won. Like, it took a pick six to wrap it up. But, I mean, I don't even know, like, where to go because they were so terrible for 55 minutes. I don't even know, does anybody else have anything? I don't, know what to say because they were so bad for so long. You know?
Fire the special teams coach.
Amen.
Well, the special teams weren't a disaster today, so
you didn't see that huge return early in the game. You didn't see the horrible kickoff coverage. The fact that they couldn't block for a shit.
Well, no, but I mean that's par for the course for the Saints. That's an average day. I mean they weren't like a
disaster. And there's a reason for that.
For 10 years. Have too high. Well,
it's been Jurassic for 10 years.
They didn't have Benny Hill. They didn't have any plays for special teams, well, you needed to have the Benny Hill yakky sacks, where, like, they're running into each other and fumbling or block, getting a field goal block. Like, you didn't have any Benny Hill music need, so it was a improvement, you know?
Greg McMahon is almost as bad at teaching special teams as Rondé Barber is at announcing games. By the way, I don't know if you guys heard him, because I don't know if I get the same stream as you, but Jesus Christ, can we just drown him and wait for the bubbles to stop before games? He's horrendous.
Who was – I didn't even – was Chris – I think Chris Myers was announcing the game. Was it him and Chris Myers?
Oh, crap. Ugh. Oh, it was so bad.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I was watching the game in the third and fourth quarters, but I had, like, mentally checked out, and I was mostly playing with my kid. And, like
– the Saints.
So, yeah. So, like, I didn't, like, didn't even know who was announcing. Like, I mean – I'm trying to rack my brain on, like, a Saint, like miracle win. Like, the Saints have never won on a Hail Mary. They've lost a couple times on a Hail Mary, so they've never won on a Hail Mary.
Thank you, refs.
Yeah, they. I can't think of any, like, weird. I can think of a bunch of, like, Saints, like, catastrophic losses. But I can't think of any like games where they were, like, done and you were like, they're done, and then they won. You know, this has got to be up there, man. I'm gonna have to go through my, like, Who Dat history book and look. You know. And Kevin, you can't help me out. Nothing pops into your brain.
Bro, I'm exhausted. I'm worn out. I'm worn out.
But
I've,
I mean,
got nothing. Like, my brain is mush.
I can't even really, like,
is mush.
I can't even comprehend what happened. Like my brain can't even really, like, register. Like, if it had happened to the Saints, I'd have been like, yeah.
It always happens to the Saints.
I'd be like, that's a total Saint move. But this, man, this is like football thievery, man. I mean,
this is like the reverse of what the Saints did against Detroit when Corey White decided to go for the world's dumbest interception attempt. Like, two or three years ago?
Yeah.
Like, this is like the reverse of that.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm going to put it in. I'm going to put it in the the win probability in the pro football thing right now. Where were the Saints? They were down 13, 6:50 to go, on the 40-yard line, fourth down, and 13 to go. Let me see. Win probability for San Diego, 99.9%.
Oh, that's an even better.
Oh, my God.
Tweet that out, Ralph. Tweet that out. Send it to the Chargers.
You gotta send it to the Chargers. We should all change our Twitter avatars to sad Philip Rivers face for the week.
Oh my God.
Just for fun.
Oh my God. I just had to do a show. We don't really have anything to do except laugh here. And nobody's really calling in. I think everybody's just stunned. Kevin, give me your MVP. And you can't say God. It has to be an actual person on the field that played in the game.
Michael Thomas.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, I'll go Michael Thomas.
Brian.
Nick Fairley. Basically, 1.5 sacks, disruptive, huge on that final possession. I think Bell helped force the fumble, but like without Fairley in that the way he played in that game, there's no way in hell the Saints defense manages to escape, you know, burning dumpster tire fire status.
Oh my God, I don't even know. Like I want to make. I said I couldn't. You couldn't make God the MVP. I want to make laughter the MVP of the game, because God damn it, didn't we need this today, Saints fans? We needed this today. I'm gonna tell
shouldn't
you.
Shouldn't we
what.
Actually make shouldn't we make what is it, Ordenbacher popcorn? The or Ordenbacher, whatever the hell.
Orville Redenbacher
popcorn. Yeah, that.
Orville Redenbacher.
I think that should be the MVP, because that's the only way I can think of Benjamin like just dropping that fumble he had, because he didn't even get fucking touched. He had to have some popcorn butter on his hands or something.
I mean, Kevin, what's more likely to happen? The Saints defense create 3 straight turnovers, or a meteor hit Earth and the size, I can't even think of something that's more unlikely than the Saints creating 3 straight turnovers on defense.
I'll give you something.
What?
Trump winning California.
See, if that happens, I'll personally burn the state down.
I feel like...
Don't underestimate rich idiots out here, though. Seriously.
I don't know. This is the happiest I've been about the Saints since they won the road playoff game in Philadelphia. Am I wrong, Kevin?
You might not be. Nothing is coming into my head. Nothing is coming into my head. So I feel like a pud, man. I am contributing absolutely nothing to this.
So you're Paul Kruger.
Right.
He had a sack today, though, didn't he?
I think he did have a sack.
Oh, my God. Andrew just texted me, you replay my prediction at the beginning of the podcast tomorrow, motherfucker. Because Andrew said it was going to be an ugly Saints win. I don't know if this was ugly. I think it was kind of beautiful. Mike.
Kevin. Is this not the most pro wrestling ending to a football game we've seen in forever?
Yeah, this is basically, the sad thing is basically... That means, well, it's one of two scenarios. Either the Chargers were the good guys and the bad guys come up and just waffle them with the ring bell when the ref ain't looking and get the victory, or the Saints were the good guys and the Chargers are the bad guys and they're beating them pillar to post for most of the match, and then they roll them back into the ring. And as the Chargers are climbing back into the wrestling ring to finish the Saints off, they trip over the rope climbing in. The Saints small package them and get the 1-2-3.
No, it's very clearly a Santino Morello win. It's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. It's insane. How the f*** did it happen? But, okay, we'll take it.
Right.
There's a reason. When I'll wrap up with this. There's a reason we all sit every goddamn week and watch the Saints. And yeah, we say, oh, it's to watch them win. But that's only part of it. You watch every week because deep down, you want to see some crazy shit that you never saw before, and hopefully the Saints will be on the good end of it. And today, by God, they were on the good end of it. And this will be... the measuring stick, Kevin, I think, for all batshit crazy Saints wins. Like, this is the gold standard, I think. It has to be. Has to be.
Yeah, this is up there. This is definitely up there.
I mean, it was like the River City Relay with a happy ending. Kind of,
yeah,
right?
Shit.
I mean,
yeah, that's got to be it.
I mean, it's not Super Bowl or nothing like joy, but I mean, for like shits and giggles, I mean, this is the gold standard. I mean, that's it. I mean, the chat room didn't work. I apologize for that. It's just spinning and spinning. So if anyone is trying to fire questions or whatever, sorry. I'll ask both of you this question. Does this win change your win total prediction for the Saints, Brian?
No.
No. Kevin?
No. Well, I mean, preseason, like, obviously before the season started, I was saying 5-11.
Yeah.
And then I think last week I was saying 3-13.
Yeah.
Was in play. I think 3-13 is still in play. The Saints still allowed 34 points nonetheless. Like, they still gave up 34 points.
And had to play a lot better in the second half just to allow 34. And it took
right.
fumble interception just to allow 34.
Right. Right. So
I'm dead.
Man, I don't know. I still think 3-13 is in play.
Yeah, it definitely is, because if you think this offensive line played bad today, and spoiler, it did, wait until they actually play some of these defensive lines that we have coming up on the schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. They get them at home, though, so
I don't know. Drew's been getting the crap kicked out of him at home. They made the Falcons look like a competent pass rush last week. So,
yeah.
I mean, if Armstead comes back, it changes everything for the offensive line. But, God, if Drew can just get through this season
without
dying,
kill my buzz today.
And these young players develop.
Don't you kill my buzz today, Brian. Don't you kill my buzz today.
The irony of me being the buzz killer to you is not lost on me.
I love football so much right now. I'm going to drink this in like a freaking bottle of Pappy Van Winkle. This is awesome. So I'm going to play the music.
Wonderful.
We're going to get out of here. Thanks for anybody that listened. We had to do a show because this was fucking awesome. I love football. Thanks for Brian and Kevin for hopping on. It's awesome. Hey, man. It's going to be a great week. The Saints are 1-3. You get to enjoy this son of a bitch for 2 whole weeks. And with that, we're out of here.
Have a great week, guys. Or week, whatever. Fuck it.